This year is looking much better for Michigan's fruit growers. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Last year was terrible for most fruit crops in the state. The early spring warm-up caused fruit trees to bloom early, and then a series of freezes killed the buds. It was the worst year on record for tart cherries, and apple production was down by more than 88% from the year before.
Well, they look a lot better than last year, thank goodness.
Nikki Rothwell is with the Northwest Michigan Horticultural Research Center. She says this year, spring stayed cool with a gradual warm-up.
So I think we have the potential for a very good fruit crop, and that's kind of across the board. Whether it be apples, cherries, or wine grapes, I think we're looking good.
Rothwell says we could get some frost this weekend with the full moon, so farmers aren't entirely out of the woods. This is the Environment Report. If you've always thought of birding as a quiet, relaxing hobby, you haven't been to a birdathon.
Woodduck, come here, male woodduck. Right there on the left side of the boardwalk.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it's
no
still
way.
There.
That is so cool.
This is Rob Peters. He's an assistant professor of biology at Aquinas College. About a year ago, he decided to create the West Michigan Birdathon.
Because I'm pretty competitive, a lot of birders are, and it's a great excuse to bring people together to get excited about nature and, hang on, there's a bird.
The rules vary in these birdathons. In this one, the goal is to find as many bird species as you can in 6 hours.
Right now, the leading team has 99 species in 6 hours. They're going to be tough to beat.
I heard something trill.
I'd like to hear the trill.
Red-winged blackbird. Not so great, huh?
Not exciting.
Beautiful, but very common.
And they already have it on their list. So moving on.
That could be a thrush. Don't.
It is.
Those are thrushes. Wood.
Swainson's maybe? I didn't get a good
help
look.
Me. There's one lower left still there.
Oh, yeah.
The best birding is in the early morning. So these guys got started at 6:50 a.m. in 40-degree weather.
Right
in
now.
Freezing cold rain that just won't let up. But nobody really seems to mind. Jill Goodell is keeping track of the team's bird count on a piece of paper that's been soaked through.
I think of it as kind of a combination of meditation and a treasure hunt. And it just gets under your skin and you got to go when the time is right.
You don't have to be an expert birder to do a birdathon, but it doesn't hurt to know a thing or two. For a bird to count on your list, at least two people have to identify it by its markings or its song. But you can up your odds by being on as many teams as you want. In fact, Rob Peters is on 4 teams. The day before, he went out with a different group of friends.
Right as our morning count ended, we saw a red-necked phalarope, which is an incredibly rare bird to see. So we wanted to submit that as official results. So we made a new team. So we made a new team so that we could include that on an official list. Because there's also a rarest list competition.
Are you changing the rules as you go along?
No.
In the very last moments, the team stumbles on a tree full of warblers.
Black-throated green warbler. That's it. Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. They're singing again. There's a flock. I think there's a flock here, gentlemen and ladies.
In the end, this team saw 40 species. So they didn't win, but Rob Peters is still in the running for the rarest bird award on 2 of his other teams. You can see some photos of the competitive birders at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.